LaVon Neal says the book comes in response to President Obama's executive order calling for improving educational outcomes for African Americans. She says a lack of diversity in the modern classroom can be traced to the Brown versus the Board of Education U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which declared segregation in schools unconstitutional. She doesn't debate the importance of integrating students, but says it led to some unintended consequences.
Before Brown, black students attended their own schools that were operated mostly by skilled and experienced and dedicated educators of color who lived in the same communities as their students. And here's what happened with the passage of Brown v. Board. There were massive layoffs and demotions of teachers of color. So here we are, the 60th anniversary this year of Brown versus Board of Education. And the students' outcomes are worse now than pre-Brown versus Board. Social cultural behaviors that are misunderstood are perceived as deficits. My contention is that different does not mean deficit.
The book finds teachers in the white mainstream who have not questioned their assumptions may not realize the impact their own backgrounds and perceptions have on the educational experiences of their students. Neal says examples are not too difficult to find in current classrooms.
In a communal setting, which is replicated in communities of color, everyone, each one teach one. When you look at the classroom of yesterday, which regrettably is still today, in terms of the way it visually looks, rows, that's not communal. And so when you infuse a culture that has always been communal into rows and you do it by yourself, then most of your time will be spent redirecting.
Neal says in addition to creating an environment that is more culturally aware, there should be opportunities to create a teacher pipeline, because one has to be able to aspire to be a teacher.
But if you see very few teachers who look like you, then you really don't see that as a viable field.
Neal says the first step to achieving lasting improvement in multicultural education is for teachers and administrators to admit they don't have a grasp of what it is. Neal calls the process a journey for many educators. She says that was definitely the case for her staff when she came to NIU 4 years ago.
They didn't look at it, the data, as an indictment, which sometimes that's what we all do. What they were able to do was look at that and say, okay, it's all about the scholars. It's all about sparking genius. In my mind, I think I'm doing that, but the data sets are clear. Soul searching. Now what do we do? So what my faculty and staff did, they're modeling the soul searching that they're now saying that their scholars have to experience. Because they can say, when I went through my teacher preparation program in 1980 or 1990, I did not know what multicultural education was. Now that I know what it is, and now I look at the data sets, I'm going to find out what I can do differently, retooling.
That plan includes urban neighborhood tours for students, a social justice film series, and clinical assignments where students stay with host families outside of their own race. The book will be released in August. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.